Spiegel and Holmes.
I definitely listened to 6-7 The Score growing up for sure. Driving around in the car with my dad, you'd always have it on.
Afternoons on The Score.
Give it to somebody that don't know any better, because that's a fugazi. All right?
That's a fugazi? How do you know it's a fugazi? You looked at it for 2 seconds.
What? It's a fake.
Yeah, I know what a fugazi is.
Tanny's the best.
Here's
Fugazi into Fugazi.
So good.
It's outrageous.
We are talking about, if you're just joining us, first of all, welcome. This is the Spiegel and Holmes show. New story broke in The Athletic. Britt Garoli had the story. The headline reads, Jerry Reinsdorf, open to selling White Sox, according to her sources. We've reached out to sources, and sources have gotten back to us and said, that doesn't seem quite right.
Yeah, I got some more stuff back during the break, and I'm going to go ahead and say that this feels to me like both sides benefiting from the leverage possibilities of this story.
It elevates Dave Stewart.
Correct. Dave Stewart has been trying very hard to get baseball to Nashville. Nashville likely the next city whenever it happens, whether it's going to be expansion or a team moving. He was trying to do that with Oakland. Now he's trying to do it here. This keeps him and his group in the news, perhaps over other Nashville options. And for Jerry, it's back to the original leverage idea of, I could just take my team to Nashville if you don't give me a stadium I want. You know what I mean? So this has the feel right now of benefiting both sides to have the story out there.
Yeah, if we hear any more, we will definitely pass it along. We do want to get your reaction to what you've already heard or read, and we thank you for your patronage here. 312-644-6767 is the number. Let's go to Westmont and talk with Tom. Hey, Tom, you're on The Score.
Hey, guys. I've been sitting in the waiting room. Fugazi, that was awesome. Thanks for playing that song.
You got it.
I'm thinking Jerry Reinsdorf is a deal guy. He's a finance guy, and he would be selling the White Sox low. So count me skeptical. Just goes against the grain of the business approach that he's had forever.
But he's 89, and there's all sorts of human reasons to believe that things might have changed. But we haven't seen anything other than this story so far to represent a definitive change.
Yeah, look, it's very possible. As when you're talking about, what do you call it, rich hobbyist?
Yeah.
It's very possible that in a moment of, I'm tired of all of this, that Jerry was like, yeah, if the right deal came along, I'd consider it.
Especially to my friend Dave.
That doesn't mean that he's actively trying to sell the team.
Sure. That's why it could possibly benefit Dave. He's open to it.
Absolutely. Where your name gets elevated into the discussion of minority ownership in baseball, which is a big deal. And probably a big deal to Jerry at some level of his being. Like, that's a big deal to him. The timing of this is a little weird to me, considering if ever there was a sell low point.
You just lost 121 games. You're the laughingstock of baseball. Every national writer worth their salt came to town hoping to see you break the record and wrote a long think piece about what a disaster you have been. It's a pretty low point. No, that's fair. And it's also 2 days after the Pollad family rumors are out there that they're going to sell the Twins, which I mentioned the other day. So you want to buy the Twins or would you want to buy the White Sox?
Me personally, I'd buy the White Sox, but, you know, it's bleep the Twins forever. The I-88 corridor by the Topgolf. Hey, Jim, you're on The Score.
Hey, guys, loving the new show, loving the new lineup in the afternoon and middays.
Thank you.
Spiegs, you just said, just to correct, you said the Pollad rumor. It's not a rumor. They said they're looking to sell the team.
Right.
So
yes.
That's on the market. It's on the market. But baseball is going to expand, right? They're going to expand by two teams in the next few years, and they're going to charge, what, $3 billion, $4 billion for an expansion fee? I mean, Las Vegas got a hockey team for $1 billion, and 5 years later, Seattle had to pay $2 billion for their team in the NHL. I don't think Major League Baseball, the other owners, would let anybody move to Nashville or Portland or Indianapolis or Charlotte when they're going to be splitting up $8 billion between the 30 teams in a couple, 3-5 years. So I don't think the White Sox really have any leverage about saying we're going to Nashville, because I don't think the Steinbrenner family is going to give up their cut of $8 billion in expansion fees.
Fair point. I mean, I actually was listening to some people talk about that as it pertains to Seattle getting a basketball team back, where the team, the expansion team, is going to cost you more than it would have cost you to keep the team there in the first place in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a fair point. I appreciate you giving that to the show.
Yeah, for sure. And knowing what the national landscape is, what the commissioner's office thinks about the possibility of an expansion team or Nashville in any other form is definitely something we should further.
Let's go out to Hyde Park and talk with Mario. Hey, Mario, you're on the Score.
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
We're good, Mario.
Word. The Jerry Reinsdorf is Ben's Auto Sales on 7600 Western. He ain't selling nothing, number one. Number two, even if he wanted to sell it today, Stuart, MLB still has to approve a sale. They're not going to let the White Sox just bounce out of Chicago for the reasons the previous caller said. And show sounds great. You guys sound good together. Everything seems to be going along just fine. And stop. Jerry, just sell it. You should have sold it when you were 80. Sell it.
How much room is there over by Ben's Auto Sales? Could they do a stadium over
not
there?
Much. Not probably not, but who cares? Put it on Western. Somebody's putting it in the lake. Who cares anymore?
I mean, there should be room. Is it the old Quigley campus over there?
Sure.
Yeah, listen, they got room.
They lost 214 games in 2 years. Sell it.
Mario, thank you as always. That's
put it on the water.
There are a lot of people who agree with Mario in that regard. We're seeing some of it come in via the Twitch stream and folks on the text line. I do think that there are a lot of people that are just kind of done with the White Sox overall. And it sucks, and it hurts.
Can I say something about the news angle of this?
Sure.
We learned along the way that some writers are leak receptacles, right? Like the leak receptacle of choice for certain franchises and such. I don't have that knowledge institutionally of this particular writer or The Athletic in general being used that way. I think Kenny Rosenthal has proven himself to be an incredibly reliable kingpin of that baseball division. And some of the other people that they have used that he has collaborated with are extremely trustworthy in my own journalistic eye. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would. When you think about the levels at The Athletic of editorial review that you would probably have to go through, especially with them being connected with the New York Times.
Right.
You would say, well, they're not just going to just throw something out there.
Yeah.
But I do think it's interesting that one of my sources was at least seemingly completely off guard when I sent the story, and the other source quickly retorted, that doesn't really make sense.
Hmm.
Considering what things have been and what Jerry has expressed about what his plans are.
I had one source that offered the same, like what you're talking about. And then I had another source who said that people close to Jerry who are sympathetic toward him wonder why he hasn't already sold.
I believe that. I believe that there are plenty of people who care about Jerry Reinsdorf that have probably said,
sell the team, dude.
You don't need this.
Get out of this. He said that himself, didn't he? You know?
You don't need any. Shane?
I don't play golf.
Tanny, you guys are resident White Sox fans. What do you think?
Well, I mean, Britt Garoli is not a White Sox mouthpiece like someone like Bob Nightingale is. And I think that's what you were getting to, Speaks. She wouldn't just put this out there as a way to help Jerry. She was part of the piece that Ken Rosenthal wrote that absolutely dismantled the White Sox when they said that Jerry thinks he knows everything.
Mm-hmm.
She was part of that piece. She's not putting this out there to help the White Sox. This is not like that. So I know some people might be, you know.
I'm not trying. Look, I don't know Britt at all. I have friends that know her and know her work. It may not be something that to help the White Sox. But let me just...
It might be someone
what
buying
I'm saying is I trust it. And I trust her in this way.
I don't have any way to judge. But in a neutral example, someone isn't necessarily trying to help that team or that owner, but they are trying to help their own status in their own career because they're breaking a major story about, you know what I mean? So there are motivations that can be beyond helping a particular owner or team. It can also be like, oh, I've got some scoopage. Let me get the scoopage out there. And
I get that.
And I'm not saying that that's what's happening here. I don't know. And I don't want to besmirch her reputation at all as a reporter. I'm just saying that it's not as binary as wanting to help the team sometimes when news gets out.
I just don't want to put her in the Bob Nightingale bucket.
No, I agree.
Is what I'm saying.
I agree.
But the media literacy point that Lawrence makes about, you know, the different threshold is a good one.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we'll get back on Bears. Mark Grody will join us to discuss it. If you want to keep discussing it via text or the Twitch stream, you are more than welcome to. Stick around. Spiegel and Holmes here with you until 6 on The Score.